Keepers. Text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Peacekeepers. Peacekeepers are people who are sent to places where there has been fighting. Peacekeepers help and protect people so they can feel safe and so they can live together in peace. Peacekeepers know that real peace takes time. They also know that rebuilding places and rebuilding trust takes time. Chapter 2. The United Nations. Peacekeepers are sent to many different parts of the world by the United Nations. The United Nations is an organization that most countries in the world belong to. Members of the United Nations meet together to help each other and to try to solve problems all over the world. One way they try to solve problems is by sending groups of peacekeepers to countries where there is fighting or war. The red dots on the map of the world show places where peacekeepers have been at work. Chapter 3. What peacekeepers do. One of the first things peacekeepers do is to help people stay safe. That's why many peacekeepers are soldiers. If a country in need is unsafe, peacekeeping and peace building are very difficult. Peacekeepers also help rebuild the country's roads and bridges so people can move about. Peacekeepers help to give people clean water and take care of refugees. Refugees are people who have had to leave their homes because of war. Peacekeepers also build houses so people have somewhere to live. Peacekeepers also take care of people's health. Sometimes they move people living in camps to cleaner living places. Some peacekeepers are doctors, and others help doctors do their work. Peacekeepers also take special care of children. They build schools, and sometimes they help teach the children. Schooling is a very important part of rebuilding countries where there has been war. After fighting stops in a country, peacekeepers help people to have elections. This means that people can have a say in how their country is run. Peacekeepers help to run fair elections and teach people about voting. Chapter 4. Being a peacekeeper. The life of a peacekeeper can be hard. Peacekeepers have to leave their homes and families and travel to other parts of the world. Sometimes they are only given a few days to get ready to leave. Life can also be hard when peacekeepers arrive in a new country. Sometimes they have to face dangers. They may not speak or understand the language of the people they are sent to help. The weather and the food can be different from what they are used to. Sometimes they live in tents. Chapter 5. Why people become peacekeepers. People become peacekeepers because they want to help other people. The best thanks they get are the smiles and love of the people they help.